Spotacular Update, Episode 30 for the week of November 20th, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey everyone, welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck, and joining us today, also guest hosting, is...
My name's Falcon.
Yay! We have Falcon with us on board for episode 30.
Oh, yeah!
That's an achievement right there.
That is, well, 50 would be an achievement. That's like prime.
We should.
Is 30 a prime number? I don't know. Wait, yeah, no, it's 2 and 15. Yeah. It's not prime, but it is important.
Well, we'll have to throw a big party at 50 or something, and
yeah,
everybody meet up and I don't know, somewhere.
Something cool.
A bunch of Halo or something, that'd be cool. Well, we got a lot of stuff for you guys today. Yeah. We have, this is the Podtacular Update Show, so this is the show where we talk about news and announcements, web resources, and just a couple of random things going on in the Podtacular and Halo 2 and Xbox Live community. So, lots of stuff on this today, so stay tuned for a good show. Start off with the weekly What's Update, because there's some big news over the past few weeks here. First of all, it talks about the new 5-on-5 clan match and no more major clan match. So I think that's like actually kind of good news because nobody played major clan match, and like they said, they have a finite amount of room for playlists, so it's probably a good idea to take it off.
Cool, but then your whole clan kind of drops down to level ones again, so.
Yeah, I guess if you're a high level in Major Clan Match, it kind of sucks to be losing it.
We were 48 in Major Clan Match, and now we're 1?
Well, if you're 48, I'm sure you can get back up there really easy.
Yeah, especially since you can just jump right into Major Clan Match.
Well, which is you cheated to get that anyways.
Oh.
You're so owned.
That's not really going to affect Podtacular 3 very much, because we don't play Clan Matches hardly ever, so... We're just going to go back to 1, and then we'll probably stay there for a couple of years or something like that. So when episode 50 runs around, we're gonna be like, you know, level 5.
Well, there's a hit for all you guys on pod 3, man. Play some clan matches, dang. Get your level up.
Yeah.
You got to compete, man. There's a bunch of people on the other teams that are doing well, so.
I haven't been playing too much, but that's because my Halo disc wasn't working, but now it is.
Yay!
I will be online. I have like 29 friend requests I need to accept and go through. I'm sorry, guys. My disc has been like saying it wasn't reading. So my cousins were over and they played it and it worked fine. I'm like, wow. So I'll be online today, maybe.
Yay!
Today, Monday, or say Tuesday. Definitely Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Nothing to do. No school. Thanksgiving.
Right on. Well, we got a couple other playlists, it looks like, coming up. Playlist changes. Looks like no more head-to-head, which is way good news to me. I hated head-to-head. I've only played it like
you
twice.
You hated head-to-head?
I thought
head-to-head was fun. Because what you do, this is how you win head-to-head. Stick them once and hide. That's all you do.
I used to run around, and I'd get like this big lead, and then I'd follow the guy and not let him know that I was behind him, and then start asking him questions like, where are you going? Who are you looking for? And at one point in time, I was actually sitting on top of a guy's head, sitting in a corner while he was camping with the oddball. It was amazing.
It's just, it wasn't really a fair game.
See, it's just...
You have like 29s playing like threes.
Yeah, and you get a lead and you hide, and it just gets frustrating, because it's like, I gotta try to flush this guy out. I don't know. I don't think that's particularly fun. But in any case, they also hint at a couple of other game types are coming up, one being Team Action Sack, whatever that is. It's kind of...
Action Sack?
What does Sack have to do with anything Halo? That's what I want to know. I guess we'll find out.
Action Sack. I've never even heard of an Action Sack.
Me neither. Maybe it's like Hacky Sack or something.
Or maybe he
I love Hacky
wrong.
Sack! Maybe it's like, you know, kick up the frag, like...
Yeah, Hacky Sack with the frag grenade.
Oh, stall on the left knee.
Oh, stall.
Oh,
nice stall,
oh,
dude.
Boom.
Oh, behind the neck. Oh.
Oh. I used to be really good at Hacky Sack. Well, not so much. I don't know what happened. I lost my skills.
Well, looks like we got a few other changes here. What do we got?
Yeah, see, we got the big team going bye-bye? Yeah. Errata. Scratch that. It's going to stay. But they're going to add a 6-on-6. We talked about that. And an unranked 8-on-8 big team training or whatever. Plus, there's a hint that the new Brutality combo training playlist. That sounds interesting.
It's cool that they're keeping the game going with some different, different type of playlists that are, for just like fun stuff and things like that. So should be neat. Interested to see how that turns out. So Fulcan, what's next, man?
We got published in the Tips and Tricks magazines. Look out for magazine racks. It has a full page about Halo 2 on the go, and there's a great review of Podtacular there. We also won Podcast of the Year award at GameRadio.com. We'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah. Gamertag Radio. Fumo is on there. If you haven't heard of that, you can go over to Gamertag Radio. They have a podcast. It's a really amazing show. You can subscribe to iTunes, whatever you want to do. You can download the audio. It's on the front page. It says Gamertag Radio award show, Xbox Community Awards, that kind of jazz. And it's just right there. They have an interview with Jay Allard of Microsoft. Lots of guests. It's just a really fun time. It sounds like they have a million people there when they probably just record at their house or apartment or something. It's really funny, though. I thought it was hilarious. And Fumo accepted the award. It was pretty much the greatest.
I wish I had Spellcheck on there to do it with me, but nonetheless, they needed it quick. So
busy, couldn't make it. But it was pretty much cool.
Yeah. Well, we got our next Halo 2 tournament coming up on December 10th, and this one's going to be in free-for-all tournament, so you don't have to get a team together or anything. You can sign up in the forums at podtacular.com. Just click on the forums at the top. That actually goes to the Bungie forums, and sometimes it kind of messes up and goes to the front page of Bungie, so if it does that, just click back and click on forums again. It usually works.
But hey, you don't need to worry here in a few days or so, because we're about to switch over, so
yeah.
Getting close.
Yeah, I've seen those forums, and they're pretty nice. Everybody, watch out for that, because it's going to be great.
They're pretty swift, huh?
They're slick. They're so slick, like Fumo jives Grandpa's door.
It's like deer guts in a doorknob, man.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Slicker and snail's snot. Anyway, that's what my grandpa says.
All right. The All-Stars are also looking for challengers. If you are in a clan, not one of ours, and you want more exposure, like if you're in like Team 3D, we could totally own us. But if you're in a clan and you want to challenge us, email podtacular@gmail.com and we will own you. Maybe.
we'll try. Try our best. Do or do not.
All right. Podtacular clans actually play clan matches and can participate in Podtacular tournaments. If you want to be in an invite into a Podtacular clan, follow the link at podtacular.com on the right side. It's right there, pretty easy to see. Just click that link, post your gamer tag, and you get an invite. No cheaters, derankers, races, or people below level 15. Just pretty basic stuff. Be a cool guy. And you got to be a 15 in either big team battle or team skirmish. So, if you want to be in the clan, just click on that link, and we'll try and get you in.
Or any objective game, for that matter, is like depending on the new playlists that come out, if there's an objective game in those, then anything that's an objective, playlists, you have to be 15 or above in one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and one more thing. I think you guys have noticed we put the Google AdSense ads and the text-based ads by Google. We understand that AdSense has been spewing nonsense, like Halo 4, Halo 6, Halo Shampoo. We realize some of those are pretty absurd. But now I find them as being very funny, and I think they're fun. Especially the Halo Shampoo. Halo and Shoulders.
Shoulders.
You can find that on a Walmart shelf near you.
We should make that the pod art for the week, because that's funny stuff. Halo and Shoulders.
I washed that flood right out of my hair.
Nasty stuff, that flood.
Let's move on to some web resources we got here. We got plenty of stuff here.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, starting off, we got one called halo-center.com, and it's a little portal for all things Halo.
Yeah.
pretty cool site, a nuke site with some different Hilo things on there, lots of videos, forums, stuff like that.
That's a lot of forums and stuff. They even have a web resource as part of their site. It's pretty much greatest.
Nice.
I don't know nothing.
Well, you know something. All right, so what's next?
We got one here. It's called SeasonedGamers.com. This is the clan that, you know, this kind of recently beat Bungie in the Hump Day Challenge. You know? You know? Bungie, someday we'll get you. We're going to get you someday.
Podtacular All-Stars against Bungie, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
gonna
totally.
We're going to get you. Be scared, Frankie. Be scared.
Frankie is shaking in his boots.
All right. If you've ever seen The Codex, it's a great machinima film. There's about 20 of them that make up the season, but they're actually going to be on MTV. So are Godfrey, Namo, and the Gamertag Radio. Xbox Live Community Podcast Radio is getting really noticed.
Well, just to kind of clarify, they're going to be on MTVU, which is the college MTV. That's kind of it's a separate channel, and not like MTV big time, but they will be on an MTV channel.
It's pretty amazing.
But, you know, check your local listings and probably like your satellite digital cable. You're not probably not going to find it on like your regular basic or broadcast TV. But so just check and see, you know, see if you got it. Pretty cool channel. I know I have it. It's pretty nice. You're having an MTVU Gamers Ball thing. And yep, they're going to have Godfrey Anano. I don't know about Miss Irie from Gamertag Radio.
Yeah, shout out to you guys, man. You guys do a great job.
Right up. Yeah. You Blaine, you know, he said, have you guys ever seen those video captures to show like when the pros like play Halo 2? Have you seen those?
Okay. Yeah. I actually try and watch as much as I can, like Ogre and Ogre 1, how they play MLG. And after I watch that stuff, you know, you start to pick up some of their traits and you live longer. So if you guys watch this, I'm sure you'll do better.
Yeah, there's one I watched. It was from the when our clan played some other clan, Clan Okinawa, I think. the guy playing kept getting killed, so it wasn't very much fun to watch.
I tell you what, the best one to watch is Ogre 1's. He goes 40-0 in MLG King of the Hill. It was just amazing.
I saw that, dude. That was awesome. That was so awesome. Oh, anyway. Yeah, it was good. Go ahead.
Well, Jublain gave us a link. He sent a really good one. You can check out the show notes for more information on that. You know, he noticed that the guy used the BXP trick several times and some swipe sniping. So, you know, those do work. Obviously, if the pros use them, they can knock off some.
I love watching those video captures of competitive gameplay though, because it's like, you know, while other people get into pro sports or something, I could just sit there and watch those and just enjoy it thoroughly, because then I could pick up some, you know, tips for my own gameplay. So it's pretty neat.
Well, I don't know if it's like the PGR TV and Project Gotham Racing 3. You know, that's gonna be really cool. Especially something so you can see other racers and see how they're doing it and stuff. I'm pretty excited about 360, guys. I don't know about you guys. I'm pretty much stoked.
Yes, I'm gonna try and go to Target because I failed to pre-order mine, so I'm gonna try and be like, you know, number one in line, because I think there's only like 12 coming to my town, so I gotta.
I know a lot of places. I know Best Buys will have Xbox 360s available if you did not pre-order, but their store opens at 9 o'clock a.m. on the 22nd. If you wait there all night, they're not. I don't know if they're gonna be open. They said they're gonna be open at 9 a.m. Better get there at least 5:30 or 6 if you want to get one, because I know they have very limited quantities. So if you know, this is I'm thinking of you guys. I know I'm not probably not gonna get one until at least January, but you know I'm thinking of you. I'm putting the listeners first. And I know Walmart's gonna be up there, and Walmart's will be open until midnight. So yeah, much like that.
So we got a couple other web resources here. We got one from MT Holden SS. It says hyperhalo.com is another Halo 2 website. And yep. It's, you know, they got some forums and stuff like that, something to check out.
Yeah.
So Charlie Craver wrote in, and he wanted to know how to link your gamer tag. Okay, can you guys explain how to do this with the new Xbox.com?
Easy. All right, okay, here's how you do it. What you need to do is you need to go to Xbox.com, then click on Xbox Live, or pretty much, they've changed it now. It used to be a whole lot easier to do it now, but now you have to click on My Xbox, and then, I'm trying to figure out how to do it, like what I'm doing right now. Their server's kind of right now. No. But you'll click on My Xbox, and you'll click Create New Account. Now, if you already have your account, what it's going to do is you're going to create a new account on Xbox.com with your gamer tag. And what you're going to need, the phone number you enter when you sign up for your Xbox Live account, the last four digits of the credit card number you signed up with that account with, and the name of the person whose account, like the credit card name is. You're going to go there, you're going to sign up, you're going to enter your gamer tag exactly how it appears when you signed up. If you put it in anything in caps, put it in caps that way. And you sign up for a new Microsoft.net passport. That's it. Then you're just linked. After you do that, go to Bungie.net, sign in with your .net passport account, and then you can link your gamer tag, put the Bungie.net thing next to it and everything. So that's how you do it.
Sounds good. I haven't done that yet. I couldn't figure it out.
It's kind of tough now. It's really annoying. It used to be a whole lot easier to go to Xbox.com and link my gamer tag, and that was it. It's a little more complex.
So, yeah, I'll probably do that after we get done here. Get that taken care of.
Cool. Also, there's a thing on Halo 2. You can actually put Bungie.net behind your name. You guys have probably seen this. And while some of you may know how to do this, some people don't. So let's explain how to do that, too.
Yeah, after you get your gamer tag linked, sign in to Bungie.net with your .net passport account, and then click on My Profile, or My Settings, and you'll see like a few things. You'll see Identity, Personalized, Avatar, Web Settings, Ignore List. You're going to want to click on Web Settings. It'll give you three choices. It's going to have Xbox Live Gamer Tag. It's just to see if you want to link your Bungie.net account with your Xbox Live Gamer Tag, and you want to click On. Show email address, and you can choose on or off for that if you know people want to see it. And then the final is show Bungie.net user status in Halo 2. And then you want to click on, modify settings, and then when you go online, it will have Bungie.net next to your name. So, when I first started playing Halo 2, I thought that meant they worked for Bungie, and I'm so retarded.
Yeah, people are like, I super bounce, don't ban me, and they're like, okay, I did it too. So
that means that they're just a Halo 2 user on Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
So Fulcan, what do we got next here?
Well, Connecticut says that he found a pretty cool website for the Halo movie. They say it's official, but you never know.
Yeah, it looks totally unofficial.
Yeah, I'm looking. It just looks like forums, but you might find some good information there. Yeah. You can find it at HaloMovieOnline.com. They say the movie's coming out December 31st of 06. I'm calling BS on that one, too. And he says that Podtacular is the best podcast out there, and he subscribed to other Halo-related ones, and no one else comes close to comparison.
Amen, brother.
Thanks, Connecticut.
Connecticut, whatever. I'm surprised the Falcon got like on the first try. It's like Connecticut. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good, man. We had a tough time with his name last time around.
Connecticut.
Oh, and if you guys, the Podtacular staff, Phil Thunder and G.A. Lewis, they have their own podcast now. You can go check it out at gameshockpodcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like it because, like, they joke around real well together, and I don't know. I think you guys might like it, so we'll have a link to show us as well.
They just got their first episode up, so.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
It is pretty sweet.
Right on.
Well, that's the update show, guys. Stay tuned for a couple days here. We're coming out with the Podtacular Tips Show, talking about Map of the Week Colossus, noob tips, general tips, and all kinds of great stuff related to Halo 2 gameplay to help you level up and stay there.
All right, guys. I am Spellcheck.
And I am guest host Falcon, saying thanks for listening.
And Mojive signing out, saying bone fragging.
Bone trucking.
Yeah.
And, keep on fragging those trucks.
On trucking frags.
Fragging trucks later. On terminal.
Bye, guys.
There's only one thing left to say.